Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we're going to learn 130. Now, let's review what we've learned last time.
Look, Gary, that policeman's waving to you. He wants you to stop.
Where do you think you are? On a racetrack? You must have been driving at 70 miles an hour.
I can't have been.
I was doing 80 when I overtook you. Didn't you see the speed limit?
I'm afraid I didn't, officer. I must have been dreaming.
He wasn't dreaming, officer. I was telling him to drive slowly.
That's why I didn't see the sign.
Let me see your driving license. I won't charge you this time, but you'd better not do it again.
Thank you. I'll certainly be more careful.
I told you to drive slowly, Gary.
You always tell me to drive slowly, darling.
Well, next time, you'd better take my advice.
好，前几节课我们讲了情态动词的用法，今天让我们继续来学习情态动词表示推测的用法。 Okay, now let's look at the examples first. He would not die if I could have helped him. 如果当时我能帮助他，他就不会死了。Could have helped. Could have down 结构可以用于肯定句，常用来表示本来可能完成而实际上并没有做的动作。那么它有的时候是表示一种虚拟语气。I might have done it if I had wanted to. 假如我那时候要做了，可能也就完成了。Might.或者是 may have done, 表示对过去发生的事情不太肯定的推测，翻译成可能已经，或许已经怎么样了。同样的道理，我们还有 needn't have done, 是指实际上做了本来不该做或没有必要做的事情，翻译成本没必要。should, 或者是 ought to have done,指本该做而实际上没有做的事情，翻译成本来应该，其否定形式 shouldn't 或者是 oughtn't have done, 则表示某种行为不该发生却又发生了。下面我们来看练习。第一个 I didn't hear the phone, I, a blank, asleep. 请看选项。我们应该选 B, I must have been asleep. 我没有听到电话，那时我一定是在睡觉。第二个 There were already 5 people in the car, but they managed to take me as well. It, a blank, a comfortable journey. 看选项，选 D, It couldn't have been a comfortable journey.那一定不是一次很舒适的旅行吧。Number three. Who's the man over there? Is it Mr. Sun? No, it can't be him. Mr. Sun is much fatter. 选 C. Okay, next one. You, a blank, listening to me. Your eyes looking outside.我们应该选 C. You can't have been listening to me because your eyes were looking outside. 你一定没在听我讲，因为你的眼睛在看外面。好的，那我们现在就走进130课。He can't have been, 他那时不可能怎么样。He must have been, 他那时可能是在做什么。
Lesson 130. Repetition drill. Lesson 130. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak. Was he a conductor or a bus driver?
He can't have been a conductor. He must have been a bus driver.
Was she Chinese or Japanese?
She can't have been Chinese. She must have been Japanese.
Were they listening to the stereo or watching television?
They can't have been listening to the stereo. They must have been watching television.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Was he a conductor or a bus driver?
He can't have been a conductor. He must have been a bus driver.
Was she Chinese or Japanese?
She can't have been Chinese. She must have been Japanese.
Were they listening to the stereo or watching television?
They can't have been listening to the stereo. They must have been watching television.
Was it the 24th or the 25th yesterday?
It can't have been the 24th. It must have been the 25th.
Were they English or American?
They can't have been English. They must have been American.
Was your pencil sharp or blunt?
It can't have been sharp. It must have been blunt.
Was she dusting the table or sweeping the floor?
She can't have been dusting the table. She must have been sweeping the floor.
Was he the oldest or the youngest in the family?
He can't have been the oldest. He must have been the youngest.
Was she 20 or 25?
She can't have been 20. She must have been 25.
Were they mechanics or engineers?
They can't have been mechanics. They must have been engineers.